Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were taught that it is good for Christians to meditate on portions of the Scripture and ask God to give us thoughts on them and write our thoughts down. Let's continue with that thought today. The Holy Spirit that indwells you is greater than he, that is, than Satan, whom the Bible calls the god of this world. Listen in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 3 through 6. Because these are glorious, God-breathed words. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That is something that is worthy of much meditation of you, the believer, of myself, when we think of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. Meditate on it. Write thoughts down. Ask God to give you thoughts that he wants you to get from that. I think it's good just to write your own thoughts and asking God to direct your thoughts and teach you from it. Understand, these guys weren't preaching themselves. They were preaching Christ. When men get to promoting themselves and they want to be up front and they want to be everything else, they want their name to be first, they want their name in lights, they want this, they want that, they're probably only using Christ to exalt their own name when they should be exalting the name of Jesus. And they should not be preaching, "Boy, you ought to see I did this and I didn't." No, they ought to see what Jesus has done. And really, they ought to realize they're just servants. For Jesus' sake, they're servant. And since God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, understand, in him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with God, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So, understand, if you'll just walk in that light, as he is in the light, then you begin to exalt the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Who is it that blinds the minds? The god of this world. It is not the Holy Spirit who blinds their mind, because they are not elected, and therefore God gets some type of a satanic pleasure out of casting them into an eternal lake of fire and torment. No. No. You see, the Jews thought we are the elect of God, and they missed it in Exodus chapter 19 and verse 6, where he says that ye are a nation of priests. Now, before we jump too much on that, though, understand 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 9 also called us today, believers, are priests of God and holy nation. Israel failed in their call as a holy nation, and so have we. By the way, see, Israel was to talk to the world for God and to talk to God for the world, not become like the world, not to seek to be loved by the world, but to bring the world to Jesus Christ. And so, they taught this. Well, Catholics come along, and you can only go to heaven through the Catholic Church. You got to be baptized as a baby. You know, the baby really made a decision, didn't he? And you got to be a part of them, got to worship Mary, all these other things, and only through the Catholic Church. No. It's the same thing Israel did, just different terms and different things they did, but still, it was only through them, just like Israel said, you've got to be a Jew to go to heaven. Now, it's Calvin. Now, Calvin, admittedly, though, got most of his stuff from Augustine. From Pope Augustine, he got his stuff, and so a lot of the things that he's written are things from the guy that also honored Mary, Augustine. And so, I'm just saying all that to say that that has been Satan's way, is try to get within religion of some kind that is about Jesus Christ and make this division of only certain people can go to heaven. Only the initiated. Okay. And so they got their thing out like it's some kind of a secret club. I asked a man one day that is Calvinist. I said, what verse do you give? I know the verses, and we agree on the verses that you have to, that teach your salvation. It's by grace through faith, that repent, believe the gospel. I says, we believe all those things. And so you can know by the Bible if you're saved. But I says, how can you know if you're called to be saved or if you're one of those that were called to go to hell? Is there a verse that I could read and say, Andy, you're predestined to go to heaven, whereas Joe over here, you're predestined to go to hell? Okay, there is nothing like that, and they've never given me one like that. And they've always told me the same thing. Well, you feel it. And then they get down into charismatics because they feel everything. You know, faith is taking God at His word and acting upon it. It's not anything to do with feelings. It's believing. It's simply believing. And my friend, we'll see in just a little bit, there's no sadistic pleasure for God in casting the wicked into hell. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but what? But that all should come to repentance. Now that's His desire. That is His desire. In 1 Timothy 2:3-4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, He doesn't say all the elected men there. He said all men. 2 Peter said He's not willing that any should perish. He didn't say He's not willing that any of the elect should perish. No. Didn't say that at all in either case. I find it interesting as well. You go to Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 11. And it just kind of expands on this. Send to them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. And we're talking about to live. He's talking about eternal life, for the wages of sin is death, final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. He says he doesn't get any charge out of that. He wants the wicked to turn. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? I'm glad he said, O house of Israel. You know, a lot of times there's a temptation not to add that on to the end of that verse, so people say he's saying that to everyone, and he is. But Israel thought only they were going to heaven, and they were going to heaven because they were born Jew. No. And so, He's calling them to repent. Turn back. I find it interesting that when I get spoken to by a Calvinist, he wants to tell me to read some author from 200 years ago. A few of them have asked me, do you have any independent Baptists that wrote 300 to 400 years ago? And I always tell them, oh, I got written longer than that ago. Paul, Peter, John. They're not Baptist. Well, their doctrine's Baptistic, so I figure they're Baptist. Boy, that just gets them going, but really it's not their doctrine. It's the Holy Spirit's doctrine. It's just in the Bible. But you see, I have them get upset. And they'll say, oh, even the devil quotes the scriptures. I say, yeah, and the devil kind of inspired Calvin. They don't like that either. Now, I would much rather go with the Word of God than I would any of their authors. And you put 100 authors on one side and God on the other, I'm going to go with God every time. Okay, he's right, they're wrong. Now, why would they have to do that? Why would they say, read these books? Why would they say this? I mean, how many times does whosoever have to appear in the Bible to be true? Okay. So, why do they do that? Because you don't get their doctrine from the Bible. I've had Calvinists write me and tell me, you don't have enough of the Holy Spirit, or you don't like, the Holy Spirit doesn't have enough of you to teach you. Catholics used to tell the people they not to read the Bible, only they could tell them, just like these Calvinists say, only their certain people can tell you what's true and what's not. Again, they are denying the Holy Ghost or denying his work in the heart of a believer to take the word from the believer. Study the show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let God's word be true and every man a liar. So, as Satan was trying to use the Bible in part to tempt Jesus, Jesus gave him the whole word, the whole thought, didn't rest at it any, and he said, it is written each time. And that's how you fight the devil, with the word of God. And you stand by it and you stand on it. You do all to stand, and then you do all to withstand his attack. Now, Jesus Christ never promotes the darkness to accomplish something good. You remember in Romans chapter 3, verses 5 through 8, I want you to hear the Apostle Paul about those that were trying to say that he was teaching, let's do bad that good may come, okay? Listen, he says, but if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid. For then, how shall God judge the world? If he's using unrighteousness to accomplish his work, if he's using unrighteousness, if he's using the flesh, if he's using worldliness to try to accomplish his work, then how can he judge the world? For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? Hey, if my lie does good things, then he shouldn't say a thing about my lie. He says, and not rather, in verse 8, as we be, now listen to these next words, slanderously reported. And as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come. And listen to the last four words of people that said that about the apostle. Listen to his last four words. Whose damnation is just?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible says.